All right. Claudia Marquez filling in for Nikki, and Sam is off as well. So we figured you would answer the personal question today.
And I'm really nervous, actually.
I can see
I'm sweating.
During that whole song, you're like, oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
If you missed it moments ago, the question from Kim Karen, once again.
What is the one thing you struggled with that you don't want to see your kids struggle with?
That's deep.
That's deep. Yeah. And there are possibly many things, right? As a parent, you always want your kids to have that perfect life. But I would say I would never want my kids to struggle with an eating disorder.
Okay.
And the reason is that I was badly bullied when I was a young child in elementary school, parts of high school as well.
Wow.
And it led me at the age of 18 to develop anorexia and bulimia.
Oh my God.
And it was one of the darkest periods of my life. It was a period of my life where I would want to stay in bed. I never want to go out with my friends because I would always compare myself to all the other girls and felt like I was never thin enough, beautiful enough.
Oh my God.
And I would go to the gym at midnight. It was Monster Gyms, which was open 24 hours, because I never wanted to go during the day because I felt like I couldn't compare myself to all the other people that went. And so I would sometimes leave the house at midnight, come back at 3 a.m. And my mom was in tears because she couldn't understand how the one person that she found the most beautiful or the one thing that was the most precious to her would want to fade away and disappear. Because I realized through therapy that that was my ultimate goal, was to disappear and fade away. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm curious, how did you overcome it? Like, tell me the time when you saw the light at the end of the tunnel and things were starting to change for the positive.
Well, my parents would sit with me till 4 a.m, sometimes just chatting about it, trying to help me out. And one night my mom, you know, started to cry, and she's a very strong woman. Mm. And she said, if I could just rip my eyes out and, you know, put them on you so that you could see yourself the way that I see you. And then I seek therapy, a lot of therapy. And I realize now that it's sort of like my demon, and you never really overcome it.
Okay.
So it's part of my daily battle, but I'm able to tell that demon, go screw yourself.
Exactly.
I want that piece of chocolate cake. I want that glass of wine. And I look at pictures now and I'm like, man, I had such a cute body, and I used to swim with t-shirts and shorts. And what hurt my feelings the most was about a month ago, as I mentioned earlier on to you, Noah went to school and was called fat. Ugh. And then he's now starting to swim with t-shirts on. Oh. And it breaks my heart because I'm hoping that he's not going to have to go through what I went through. And so, you know, the beautiful thing is I'm able to talk about it. I did many conferences around schools. I was able to help certain teenagers that went through it. And there is hope. You can overcome it with the right network, with the right tools. But I would never want to see my kids go through it.
Well, thank you for opening up about that. And hopefully
Absolutely.
You're going to inspire others. And Claudia, you're a beautiful person inside and out.
Thank you.
We honestly mean that.
Thank you.
So thank you for opening up on Secrets.
It's my pleasure.